Montana lawmakers are considering three bills on gender. They're all versions of previous bills that either failed or were struck down in court, but some new drafts have higher stakes. Two bills would determine if or how transgender people can use certain bathrooms and changing rooms and participate in school sports. A third seeks to prohibit access to gender-affirming healthcare and to criminalize doctors and parents who, according to the bill, knowingly procure or provide such care. Surya Moreno is the state legislative director for the advocacy group Forward Montana and says some lawmakers have described transgender people as out of compliance.
It's an overreach of our government to try to force people across our communities to comply with what they think is correct gender presentation.
Proponents say the bills would prevent harassment and protect the welfare of children. Moreno says the proposition that lawmakers should have a say in families' private medical decisions or that they understand athletes' needs more than teachers and coaches is a dangerous one. These bills parallel a January federal order from President Donald Trump that defines sex and directs federal agencies to rescind materials that discuss gender ideology. Moreno says organizers across Montana have been preparing for the state bills.
The governor in his state of the state did direct the legislature to get these types of bills to his desk. But I think it's important for everyone to remember that our legislature doesn't work for the governor. They work for their constituents.
Legislators have referred all three bills to committee after hearings last week. Moreno says regardless of the fate of these bills, debates on them are harmful. 90% of LGBTQ plus young people say their well-being has been negatively impacted by recent politics, according to a 2024 survey from the Trevor Project. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.